And it's time for part two with Steve Koski at Indian Country Sports and Lots, continued from our last outdoor report. Well, I heard a little more information about the whole situation with the feds, and they're trying to actually push through a delisting of wolves nationwide at this point.
Good. That would be great.
So we hopefully keep your fingers crossed, knock on some wood, whatever you got going on there. Rub your rabbit's foot, and we can get some local management back in place like we did a couple years ago.
Yeah, they've got to do that and make it where they can manage it decently. Include trapping, includes where they can take some of them out. You know, nobody wants to get rid of them completely, but everybody wants to get them in check. They don't want to leave them running rampant like they are.
Yeah, and then we got to get on top of these coyotes somehow.
Yeah.
I think they're every bit as big, if not a bigger problem.
There's way too many coyotes. People are shooting a lot of coyotes, but boy, I'll tell you, the bounty system that was on the coyotes years ago, back up to about 1976, the bounty system was a control thing. It never was meant to get rid of them, but the bounty system was working. It was keeping them in check for many, many years. They took it off, and now all of a sudden there's no control on it other than if somebody wants to shoot one. And the value of the pelts isn't worth that much, so there's not a lot of people shooting them or taking care of them.
Yeah, and I don't know. I haven't really formulated a firm opinion about bounties yet. Some people have told me flat out they do not work. But on the other hand, there's a little bit of logic in me that says, well, you know, if there's money to be made, especially by people that are just looking to make a little extra income, they're going to go learn how to do it, and they're going to be efficient at it.
They could go out and trap and get, you know, a little bit for each one that they get without the bother of the skinning, because skinning of a coyote and taking care of a coyote hide is a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a real lot of work. It's much harder than most animals to take care of.
Yeah, I've never got one, so I don't know.
Oh, it's a lot of work. Ask anybody who's ever skinned or taken care of a coyote hide to get it in, you know, sellable shape. It's a real lot of work. It's not worth it. So if they would put a bounty back on it and people could just get them and, you know, work on getting the numbers down, I think that would keep them in control. It did before.
What is your opinion on what's a good dollar amount to shoot for?
Well, it used to be 15 and 20, 15 for a male and 20 for a female. I think it's got to surely be more than that right now, but I think the state would have money well invested if they would get it covered.
Well, even if we got a bunch of conservation clubs to put up a bunch of money into that fund, what do you think of that?
Yeah, but I remember years ago it was brought up at one of these meetings, and the state said at the time, they said the bounty isn't working because we've had it here for so many years and we still have coyotes. But the trappers and the sportsmen said, yes, but it is a control thing. The sportsmen went back to the state and said, what is the biggest predator in Michigan? And they said, it's man. They said, we've had the conservation officers for here. We still have violating. If we take you away, it would be much worse.
Hmm.
It's a different way to look at it.
Well, Steve, it's always interesting to hear your take on things and get information from you from Baraga County and your surrounding neck of the woods. I appreciate your time.
Okay. Good luck, everybody.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Have a good last weekend and get ready for muzzleloading.
Yeah, yeah. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Steve Koski, Indian Country Sports in Lawrence, and this is The Outdoor Show.